This Is Your Life, Bob Newman. Why is the same? Birth and early life. I was born on April 2, 1941, in Washington, D.C., Sibley Hospital. Raised in the Virginia suburbs from then until I left home after high school, Arlington, Virginia. The third of five kids, older brother and sister Perry and Beth, younger brother and sister Jim and Ellen. My father was Alan Lanham Carhart Newman, born 1900 in Washington, D.C., and my mother, Lois May Gardner, born 1912 in Lewisburg, Kansas. The Newmans and allied families came into Virginia and Maryland from England in the 1600s. The Gardners and allied families came into Massachusetts and Rhode Island from England in the 1600s, later moving west into Connecticut, New York, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, and finally Kansas. Here's a picture of our family in 1951 when we were out in Missouri visiting relatives. My sister Beth on the left, my father, with Jim in front of him, myself, my mother, and my older brother Perry in front of our 1950 Plymouth. My home church was First Baptist Church of Clarendon in Arlington, Virginia, and this is a fairly recent picture of what it looks like from the near the Clarendon Station, the Metro. Southern Baptist Church, I'm afraid not very conservative when I grew up there, but I went forward to receive Christ here at age 7. Here's a picture of the family in 2001. My father passed away in 1976, so my brother Perry and myself and my sister Beth in the back, and then my brother-in-law Mark Stempler, and my brother Jim and his wife Ann, and my nephew Michael in the middle row, and my sister Ellen Stempler, and my mother, and my sister-in-law Pat, and my great niece Rachel in the front row. My public education began at elementary school at Cherrydale School, 1947 to 1953, and here's the picture of the two buildings that stood there at that time, the newer building in the foreground and the older building in the background, neither of which were very new at that time. Went to junior high at Stratford, 1953 to 1956, and that was fairly new at that time, still in existence. And then to senior high at Washington Lee High School, also in, always in Arlington, Virginia, 1956 to 59. This is an aerial photo taken some years before I went there. There had been another building built since this picture was taken. My first contact with evolution as an alternative to creation came in, I think, junior high school. My interest in science began in elementary school, later encouraged by a physics teacher in high school. The upshot was that I went to Duke to major in physics. My science education then was at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, 1959 to 63, where I received a B.S. in physics. Went on to Cornell University, 63 to 67, where I received a Ph.D. in astrophysics. And the last summer, before my final year at Cornell, I spent about a month at University of Wisconsin taking a seminar on cosmic gas dynamics. Strangely, the greatest challenges to my faith at Duke were my two required religion courses. These courses raised questions about the truth of Christianity, but eventually they became significant in my going to seminary. I was helped a great deal at that time by the writings of C.S. Lewis, particularly his work, Miracles. At Cornell, I came in contact with Herman Eckelman, a pastor and research associate in the Cornell Space Center, and the result of that was I went to his alma mater, Faith Seminary, after completing my Ph.D. at Cornell. Theological education was then at Faith Seminary from 1967 to 1970, where I received a Master of Divinity. Here's a picture of Alan A. McRae, who was president of Faith Seminary and then later Biblical Seminary. When Biblical Seminary was founded in 1970, 71 actually, I think it is. I got the date down there wrong. I went there and received a STM in Old Testament. I did further grad studies in religious thought, 1974 to 75, at the University of Pennsylvania. Then took a short course at the Institute of Holy Land Studies in Jerusalem in January 1978, and then some coursework at Westminster Seminary in Biblical Interpretation, 1981 to 1984. My teaching experience began when I was in seminary. I taught part-time at Shelton College in Cape May, New Jersey, 1968 to 1971, teaching physical science and mathematics. In 1971, I began teaching at Biblical Seminary, became professor of New Testament in 1977, and I have since taught all the courses, New Testament courses at Biblical, except for a few that were added recently. I planned to retire in June 2006. I believe this particular talk was given in 2005, and I'm now narrating it in 2009, so I did retire in June 2006. My main teaching and research emphasis in the New Testament has been in the Gospels, particularly in the Synoptics, and especially in the parables. Another interest has been the word pictures the Bible provides to help us understand its message. Also taught the course Evidence for the Christian Faith a number of times. In 1979, several of us at Biblical formed an organization we called IBRI, I-B-R-I. The full name is the Interdisciplinary Biblical Research Institute. This was founded to strengthen Christians in outreach to seekers with advanced education, particularly in the sciences. Here's a shot taken in Gloucester, Massachusetts, of some of our board members. left foreground is Bart Vada. I'm behind him there. And then Elaine Phillips and Sue Platika in the back, and Dale Platika beside them, and Perry Phillips up front on the right. Over its history, IBRI has published some 54 research reports. That's higher now, but this is as of 2005. 21 books and pamphlets, 10 tracts. We've had numerous public meetings, 165 colloquium sessions, 16 multi-speaker seminars at various places on evidence of design and nature and for the truth of Christianity. In recent years, we've put together a website to help Christians and seekers. We now have posted for free access all our research reports, all our tracts, several books, 60 PowerPoint talks, I think that's up to about 150 now, and over 400 audio lectures. Over the years, I've done a good deal of speaking outside the seminary. This is usually done in one of two settings, churches or colleges. Speaking in churches, this often involves preaching, mostly from the New Testament, frequently from the Gospels, and often from the parables. I also give talks on subjects related to apologetics and Christian evidences. Here in this picture, I am with John Grawley, pastor then of the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Gainesville, Georgia, I believe it was. Speaking at colleges, these have usually been at the invitation of campus Christian organizations, such as InterVarsity or Campus Crusade. They're typically on Christian evidences or apologetics, though of various sorts: science and origins, reliability and historicity of the Bible, popular religious phenomena, or cults. Over the years, I've spoken at some 50 or 60 schools, mostly in the eastern U.S. Some of these are Cornell, Princeton, Penn, but also in the West, Colorado School of Mines, University of California, Davis, and outside the U.S., University of Cologne, University of Malaya. Some of the more notable opportunities in speaking at colleges: the response to von Däniken's Chariots of the Gods at Cornell, debate on Easter accounts at Cornell, critique of Carl Sagan's Cosmos at Cornell, evidence on design and nature at University of California, Davis, fulfilled prophecy regarding Jesus at the University of Pennsylvania. My major research interests have been biblical studies, Christian evidences, interaction of science and Christianity. Under biblical studies, parables, other biblical figures, New Testament background, cultural, historical, scientific aspects of biblical passages, fulfilled prophecy, eschatology. Under Christian evidences, cosmology, intelligent design, origin, history of life, pre-knowledge of science, fulfilled prophecy, Jesus, transformed lives and societies. Under the interaction of science and Christianity, history of science, philosophy of science, doing science in a theistic universe, problems for naturalism, problems for evolution, both atheistic and theistic. Had some opportunities in writing, have contributed 35 journal articles in the Astrophysical Journal, Planetary and Space Science, Journal of the American Scientific Affiliation, which was later renamed Perspectives in Science and Christian Faith, Journal of the Evangelical Theological Society, Westminster Theological Journal, Grace Theological Journal, Concordia Theological Journal, Presbyterion, and Philosophia Christi. I've also had 22 contributions to books and encyclopedias, of which the major ones of these are Concert Henry's book, Evangelical Affirmations, John Warwick Montgomery's book, Evidence for Faith, Youngblood's book, The Genesis Debate, Guy Habermas, In Defense of Miracles, Sondervan's New International Dictionary of Old Testament Theology and Exegesis, Bill Dembski's book, Mere Creation, Moreland and Reynolds, editing Three Views of Creation and Evolution, InterVarsity Dictionary of New Testament Background, and the Routledge Encyclopedia of Fundamentalism. Also have been an author, co-author of several books, Science Speaks with Peter Stoner, Genesis 1 and the Origin of the Earth, Evidence of Prophecy, What's Darwin Got to Do with It, The Biblical Firmament. Some of my other activities have involved Trinity House, genealogical studies, reading, hiking, photography, travel. Trinity House is a place I purchased in 1982 in downtown Hatfield, Pennsylvania, to house myself and a number of biblical students. With a little renovation, the capacity was 8 people, and the total number of residents over the 22 years that it operated was about 100. I've been interested in genealogy since junior high school. I began working in earnest in the early 1970s, and with the development of genealogical information on the Internet, made a few real breakthroughs. I like to read. For 25 years, when I kept track, I averaged over 80 books read per year. Some of these were books for my teaching and research, others were for pleasure. My favorite topics are fiction and fantasy, history, ancient British American, science. My favorite authors, C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, J.K. Rowling, Stephen Moorhead, George MacDonald. I've enjoyed hiking since I was a Boy Scout, have taken a number of week pack hikes, but not since I hurt my back in grad school. Have hiked all the Appalachian Trail in Maryland and West Virginia, which is not any huge piece of trail in either case. My earlier photography was in slide format, much of it for slide illustrated lectures. More recently, I've been using a digital camera with computer PowerPoint and digital projector. I like to travel, but I don't like to do it just for recreation. I've tried to make some sort of ministry a part of most of my travels. Some places I've visited: Israel and the Middle East, Caribbean, Ireland, UK, Germany, Russia, Singapore and Malaysia, Hawaii, since then, since 05, New Zealand, China, Taiwan as well. Well, that's the end of this tour. This is your life. I'm going downhill, but as of this narration, I am not dead yet.